The trial of Winnie Madikizela Mandela, perhaps the most controversial politician in South Africa, is continuing in Pretoria. On Wednesday, the court heard the testimony of the man who is on trial with Mrs. Madikizela Mandela for fraud. Winnie Madikizela Mandela's lawyer told Adi Moorman, her co-accused, that he is an unstinting liar and that his testimony, which implicated Mrs. Madikizela Mandela in a plot to defraud a bank, was false. The two are charged with 60 counts of fraud and 25 of theft in a scam in which a bank was defrauded of about $120,000. Investigators say the two submitted fraudulent documents to secure 85 loans and that more than half the proceeds of the scam were deposited into Mrs. Madikizela Mandela's personal bank account. Mr. Moorman told the court that he and Mrs. Madikizela Mandela discussed most of the applications and that her signature appears on letters supporting the loan applications. A handwriting expert hired by her lawyer testified that about half the signatures were not made by her. Mrs. Madikizela Mandela is no stranger to the courtroom and controversy. In 1991, she was convicted of kidnapping and assault. She ultimately paid a fine. She was also the subject of a 1998 Truth and Reconciliation Commission hearing, which over a three-week period heard how she and her bodyguards had terrorized the people of Soweto Township in the waning years of apartheid. Victim after victim testified to torture and other ill treatment, while several more testified that their loved ones went missing after being with Mrs. Madikizela Mandela and members of her bodyguard. But Mrs. Madikizela Mandela, who is divorced from former South African President Nelson Mandela, remains popular with the poor in some areas and is president of the Women's League of the African National Congress, the leading party in South Africa. She is a member of parliament, but was last year severely reprimanded and docked 15 days' pay for contravening the legislature's code of conduct. She is the only member of parliament to be censured in this way since 1994. Political leaders in South Africa no longer treat her with the same deference and respect she commanded in the past, and she is no longer singled out as a special participant at either ruling party or national events. Mrs. Madikizela Mandela has pleaded not guilty to the charges brought against her. If found guilty, she could be sentenced to 15 years in jail. Delia Robertson, VOA News, Johannesburg.